Terry Clemmensen. What's going on?
Okay, so the situation is evolving, and residents in the Island Mountain area are not happy with law enforcement as of 3 o'clock this afternoon. So this morning, things took a definite change of course. As you may know, local residents cited three suspects walking along Tom Long Creek Road at 1:17 this afternoon. KMUD's got a call that suspects were sighted Tom Long Creek walking on foot, and they were reportedly, quote, brandishing sticks. So local residents were following them and continue to track their movements. Meanwhile, sheriff's officers were called, and two deputies were sent to the area. The deputies got to the scene and did speak with local residents at the New Harris store, but the deputies did not contact the suspects. When the deputies left the area, KMUD News got lots of calls from local people very upset that the suspects were not arrested. So I called the sheriff's office and asked, what is going on? They did not know that the deputies had not contacted the suspects, so there was some internal investigative work. And it turns out that Deputy Morris and another deputy, a deputy Zach, they went to New Harris store, and then they went to the top of Miller Ranch Road, and then they left the scene. Why seems to be a question that is not completely answered. Under Sheriff Hansel reportedly said, after speaking with the deputies, that the deputies looked out along the large expanse of ranch land and said that the suspects were about 2.5 miles away, and that the hike supposedly, quote, was not worth just a field interview, end quote.
What?
Yes. So that's where we're at right now. To my knowledge, there are no law enforcement officers tracking the suspects. Meanwhile, local people are still tracking the suspects. This morning, law enforcement told local people to leave guns at home. Do not bring your weapons while you're tracking these suspects. They also reportedly told people and told KMUD News that people are not supposed to citizen arrest the suspects. So we're left in a quandary. Who is going to take on the role of law enforcement? And that's as of 3 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, Terry Clemmensen, let me make sure I'm hearing you right. Neighbors on Island Mountain saw the fugitives, these suspects from a home invasion robbery, and then they called the sheriffs. The sheriffs showed up and then didn't do anything because they didn't want to take a hike?
That's what it seems like. It seems so unbelievable. There must be something missing from the story, but local people at the scene who spoke with the deputies say that's what happened.
Well, that is a very peculiar turn of events. Is there a next in this situation?
Honestly, I have now contacted the sheriffs again. I called Under Sheriff Hansel, and he has not returned my call since the original quote. I have recontacted the public information officer that we were speaking with, and he also has not returned my call. And that only leads me to believe that there must be something internal happening. Maybe they're strategizing. Maybe they are. I have no idea. I do not understand what law enforcement is doing. Their strategy seems to have escaped the public, and it's just we're waiting for the next move.
Again, if I'm hearing you right, the sheriff's department are saying, please do not bring guns out and try to citizen's arrest. Please call us. But then after getting called, they are also not contacting the suspects.
And then one other thing that was mentioned, I don't have an exact quote on this, but supposedly officers said, well, if we contacted those three suspects, we don't know for sure if it's, quote, them. So if somebody would just file a trespassing report, at least we'd have some reason to contact them.
Terry Clemmensen with KMUD News. Thank you so much for keeping us informed.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock now, and hopefully something else happens before dark.